This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Mo Rocca, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl is going to do some impersonations from this week's news in another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT or 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, listen, as we all must on occasion, to Joe Biden.
When the stock market crashed in 1929, Franklin Roosevelt got on the television and didn't just talk about the princess of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
So, Tom, that was a very insightful bit of political and historical commentary, but there was a couple of errors there. I just want to know if you could identify them for us.
He wasn't the president when the stock market crashed.
That would be one.
And unless he was standing on a prototype, there was also no, when he said it, there was also no television.
Mm-hmm. There was no way for him to be on television. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Although I do like your insight, Tom, he could have been standing on a television, thus on a TV.
There was experimental television in the late 20s.
Thank you. So well, thank you for defending Mr.
I read
Watson,
Wikipedia.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Remember Lincoln's reaction to the last episode of MASH?
It's true. I mean, it is true that Roosevelt didn't do anything like that, but it's the sort of thing he would have done had
he'd been
done
president had there been television.
Yeah, sure.
Back to Biden, since his vice presidential nomination, everybody's been predicting that Joe Biden would only be able to keep his foot out of his mouth for so long, and finally this week, he did indeed start kicking himself in the bicuspids. In addition to his interesting history lesson, this week Biden called paying higher taxes, quote, patriotic, and said that an Obama campaign advertisement criticizing McCain was, quote, terrible. He then issued a statement, a written statement, saying, no, that ad was completely justified and fair. We suspect that Biden did not actually write that statement because there were no ridiculous gaffes in it.
Yeah. A lot of gaffes. You can't. His sentences are undiagrammable also. They go all over the place.
Yeah. The thing that drives me crazy about Joe Biden, personal thing, he says literally when it's not literally true.
Oh, right.
That's true.
He tells you that.
Yeah. It's literally true.
Yeah. It's like it's literally covering the whole country. You're like, no, there is no cover over the country. Stop saying that. Kerry, good news for old people. A Japanese company has designed a new safety device for the elderly to make sure they don't fall and break a hip. What is it?
A foot pillow.
Close. Close.
A hip pillow.
Hip, not quite. It's sort of, it's good. It's useful in case the air brakes on the walker fails.
Ooh, this is interesting.
It is interesting.
No, I don't want to give it to you.
Oh no.
We were competing.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you're not going to get it.
He's shooting daggers at me.
It's like
I think automotive.
That's two clues.
Oh, airbag.
Yes, airbag.
I'm sorry.
Wearable airbag.
Oh, that was worse than labor.
Help, I've fallen. And wait a second, I've bounced back up. A Japanese company has invented the old person airbag, which will rapidly inflate with 15 liters of gas as soon as it detects any sudden motion, which means it could be triggered by your grandmother falling or John McCain trying to cancel the presidential debate.
Well, can I ask a serious question about walkers?
Yes.
Oh, every single old person in the entire world has, like, tennis balls on the bottom of their walker.
I've noticed that.
Why don't they just make them with the tennis balls on them?
Well, what are the tennis balls for?
I think the tennis balls are for the bottom of your walker not scraping your floor.
Oh, is it also reflective things so that it can be seen? Or I don't know. It's bright.
I don't know.
Well, back to the airbags. You know, my mom, God bless her, fell and broke her hip, and she only weighed about 90 pounds when that happened. And if there would have been an airbag involved, it would have would have thrown her across the kitchen and broken her neck, too, probably.
Well, no, that's what she needed, an airbag for her neck, also.
Oh, right. Oh, there could be a whole series of them. She'd be bouncing around like
a Michelin man.
A chain reaction.
Ricocheting all over the apartment.